Hachette Audio presents In a House of Lies, written by Ian Rankin, read by James McPherson. Tuesday. Chapter 1. The car was found because Ginger was jealous of his friend Jimmy. There were four of them in the woods that morning. It was the February break, no school for a few days. They'd taken their bikes as far as they could, then left them when the path became too overgrown, with roots and fallen branches suddenly forming a makeshift assault course. All four of them were 11 years old and in the same class. Ginger, Alan, Rick and Jimmy. Jimmy's bike was the most expensive. His stuff always was. Clothes, backpack, bike. His parents always bought the best. His bedroom was stuffed with games consoles and the latest releases, which was why Ginger waited till Jimmy was standing at the very edge of the deep gully, sweating and panting after all that running and jumping they'd been doing, before giving him a shove. There wasn't much force to it. Ginger had intended that Jimmy would get a fright, maybe slide a few feet down the slope, but be able to claw his way back without help, while the rest of them laughed and watched and filmed.